Begin the current daf, Mesech is the Vodizara daf, Chob Gimel, begin the Medal, begin the Tezmaster, begin the Gemara. Ravina, he says, the resolution of the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa is Halakha de Chalad Yevon. Depends. Initially, we do suspect, after the fact, we don't suspect. Says to Lachar Mashma, seemingly it sounds like Ravina de Hacha, Ravina over here, Rabbi Dasta Besamach, and Rabbi Dasta's answer that we're going to bring shortly, Les Lahushinuya Dilel. Why are they bringing a different answer? Because they don't agree with the Gemara's previous answer, that a person is concerned about his own animal and won't sodomize and never devalue as a carbon. And the fact is, in fact, they're looking for other answers. Obviously, they don't hold to that answer. So it's a wonder, because if that's the case, what are they going to answer from the contradiction of the two Mishnayos of Ahide Imamidin, this of our Mishnah, that you're not supposed to put your animals next to an non-Jew, that we said, well, there are certain places that the custom is to sell, and how you let us sell? Shouldn't you be concerned for sodomy? And we don't say that, they'll say the way Rav's first answer previously, that that yeah, in the place where they permitted to sell, they permitted to be secluded, because those places they don't suspect them for sodomy, and the places which are forbidden is that we do suspect. No, that answer is not valid. Even Rav ultimately retracted from that, because the explanation was given in Tez Demaskal by the Bermini. So, well, how would they explain with their answer? You're not answering the contradiction of the Mishnayos. The Yeshamut says, you're right. They do agree to this principle that a non-Jew is concerned for his animal. La'inyan, regarding that it shouldn't be forbidden to sell to them in any one situation. Meaning that there are places that you would say he would be concerned, and therefore you could sell to him. Now, even the place where custom is not to sell, nami like isura, there's no prohibition. It's only a custom, because the priest, like Tevis previously mentioned, this concept. But me, so wait a second. So if they hold the answer, but me, mistabalahu, but they find it logical, Ravina and Ribadas, they'll in a carbon, but for the halach of a carbon, yeshlon lahachim of a last, so that we actually should be stringent and make it forbidden. Even the place where we sell to them. And that, obviously, because I'm not concerned about Ravia, no. And we should not be reliant on the reasoning that a non-Jew is concerned for his animal. And so therefore they don't go with just the first answer the Gemara gives in the previous stuff. If not for like, they give the answers. Like Ravina says, because after the fact. Where he says, oh, it's going like Rabbanan. That they're not concerned with Ravina at all. And that's why they give other answers. Says the Tzemach, going to say, wait, Rabbi Yechonon, the Mishnah like a man Rabbi Yechonon, answer later on the Chav Dalma Beis. He says, wait, there's Gvul Yeshla, there's a limitation. Pchusim about Shalosh, when the animal's under 3 years old, Nekeres, the sodomy would sterilize it. Bas Shalosh in Nekeres, oh, it's 3 years old, it's not going to be sterilized. So the ability to buy from them is specifically under 3, because then we're not concerned that he'll be revered, because he doesn't want to sterilize his animal. So the question is, Mayitarit, so what's he going to answer? Mahid Makam Shnogo Limkar Meichin, where, what do you mean? The Mishnah says that the place where the custom is to sell it, you could sell it. Where Mashmat sounds like Kolbeim, it sounds like all animals you could sell it, even over age 3. But why? Those the non-Jew will sodomize, because it doesn't sterilize. Well, even more, but the Pach is in Ba'al Shalosh Nami, then even when it's under the age 3, Hayulei Lester, even that should be forbidden Shematisha, it's like, because you might hold on to the animal, Shatiyah Bas Gimel, but you're banned until it's 3 years old, and then you could sodomize it. So how could you sell in those places? The Yeshamite, you could say, is they came perish, Devarav. No, this how you have to explain to Yechon. Chusim Bas Gimel, when it's under age 3, Vadei Nekeres, it for sure gets sterilized. Bas Gimel, but when it's 3 years old, Revapam Ein Nekeres, generally does not become sterilized. So therefore, that's why we're concerned not to buy it over age 3. Aval Ein Vadei Kalkach, was not so definite, and therefore, Hilkach like this. B'mokam Shenogu Meichin, the place where the custom is to sell, Afil Bas Shalosh, you're right, even when it's 3 years old. Because a non-Jew actually would be concerned. He doesn't know definitively, but he's concerned that even when it's over age 3, should not become sterilized. Carbon, now, regarding the lach of carbon, specifically over there for carbon, we're stringent, and we say, okay, that's only when it's under age of 3. The lemon bone, I'm to say, in a place where they sell, the shari likach that you're allowed to buy it. Even the place where the custom is not to sell, like in the carbon, you could buy for a carbon. The kibin debadi nekeres, since for sure it's going to become sterilized on the age 3, the non-Jew is going to be concerned for it, and he won't sodomize it. Now, Masha Nogush Lelimker, what's the custom that they have not to sell? Mashum Chashash, Rabbi Allah Chashalish. Because even though it's under three, that they're concerned for they'll sodomize it. When it's after 3 years old, machine, like we explained, a Baal Shalish, but when it's 3 years old, ain't like that, you can't take for a carbon. Because they're in the keres called Kach Bavad. It's not so clear that it'll become sterilized. And Bekalemechers, the Marabah, they have to be concerned that maybe the non Jewish owner had sodomized it, which is invalidating it for a carbon. Next test, Matha begins in Gemara, the Maman. If the woman was taken captive for monetary reasons, materis labalo, she's subsequently permitted to her husband. Pesach and Rashi explains the main basis is we're talking about the wife of a Yisrael of a non-coin. So it says the Bakasha is difficult, but in kingdom, if that's the case, heichim muchach the shari b'di'abed. How is it obvious that she permitted after the fact? Even though we're concerned that they might do things, but after the fact it's permitted, mishum darmin, because we say the vadu le nibelo, because we say no, for sure there was no bia going on, which is the point that Gemara is trying to make. What I mean, dilma maybe loyal memlucha, maybe I can tell you the nibelo that she had cohabitation. I'll tell you why she permitted mishum. The ishis yisrael she nibelo ba'inus, because even if they raped her, which likely these idol worshippers did when she was in captivity, even if that happened, like I'll say no, they did it, not that they didn't do it, they did do it, but mater she's permitted, and vein lo isa. And you're not going to make it forbidden. Mishum the Shem and the Sratz is loy. Because, oh, maybe she did it agreeably and they were, it was Baratzin. No, the father, they most definitely, keeping the end festus on the fashas, she wasn't taken because of capital punishment. Loy mevchata, she's not afraid of loy mevchata, she won't be agreeable to him. So how, what's the raya? So the captain of the farish, the difference is taste, it appears to explain the vadi ma'ari be'esh's coin. No, we're talking about the wife of a coin. Da'av ba'inus, the story that even when it was ba'inus, if she was raped, she's forbidden to her husband. And so why is she permitted over here? Because the we say, that's what the Gemara's point. We say, for sure, no, it did not happen. It sounds like when the Gemara in Ksubit of Chavav and Mabez, the Pshita little Tamuda, it was obvious to the Gemara, the Masnit Ma'iri, that the Mishnah Toma Be'ish is Kohen. The Ma'isa, the Gemara, because the Gemara brings Hasam over there, Ahu Ma'isa, the story Be'isha Achas, with a woman, Shahurna Be'ashkelon, that she was stuck there in Ashkelon, but a Chukubin, Nemeshpachto, and her family members distanced themselves from her. Now, Be'ish is Yisrael, but now if she was the wife of a Yisrael, Ahu of them, Ma'ika Amar, what are you saying? That but a Chukubin, Nemeshpachto, why would the family distance her? She's only forbidden to her husband. But if she's Eish Kain, makes sense because now all men are forbidden to her. From the Mishnah itself, you can prove that my Eish Kain is talking about the wife of a Kain. Because like Tani, we said, Al Yideim Laman, if it's for monetary reasons that she was taken captive, Muteres Labal, she is permitted to her husband. Time of Daim Laman, the reason because it was for monetary reasons, the Mirtas, I have to remind you that the captives are going to be afraid of losing their money. Hoshalea Daim Laman, that's true, but if it wasn't for monetary reasons that she would be forbidden, the Af Al Pi She'ain Litlis Nisratis, and even though you don't have to, there's no reason to say that she was willing, Kimin She'ain Al Yen Nefasha, because it wasn't for capital punishment. Now, the Ibeish Yisrael, if she's a wife of Yisrael, why would she be forbidden? Obviously, because she's the wife of a Kohen, which you don't need Beratzen. Now, Bahadunaka Materis Labalo, so wait, why'd they use the terminology she permitted to her husband? Bahadunaka Materis Lakuna, why didn't say permitted to Kahuna? Because it's more of a macro than just her husband, and it's Eish's kind. That's Mishum Seifa Naka, that's because of the other half of the halacha. We said Daladin Nafashas through Labala that through, if it's for capital punishment, that she was taken captive. She's forbidden to her husband, not for husband, but there. The truth is, Abbe Eish's Yisrael through Labala, that even the wife of Yisrael, she's forbidden to her husband. Because they can maybe could say Mishum Pach Nafashas, and that's because of fear for her life, she did it agreeably. Therefore, the ratio also kept the same terminology, but really, the ratio should have said Muteres Lakuna. So it says, in the same, the Ravina. What was Ravina thinking? The boy Lachuche had to the Eved Mihacha that he wanted to prove that it's permitted after the fact from over here. What do you mean? Havadim Shum Hefsim Mainu. What do you mean? It's obvious that it's only because of the loss of money. But in general, we would not suspend and say that nothing happened. V'Hashem says, the sub Ravina thought, the kibin the nechvesha, since that she's in captivity, she masur biyade that she's given over to his command. Hoyle lasa beishes kain that he should have said it's forbidden by the wife of a kain. Ulamechesh meila beilas einus, and to be concerned that the bia happened forcibly. The avakav tika have some moment, even though there's a loss of money. Umdeshrin hacha diyavid. For the fact that we say here it's permitted after the fact, what didn't say anything is avakav tika have some moment that even when there is no loss of money. But Talmud Adachi, that's what the Gemara rejects and says, no, the Lesley Hatzavar doesn't hold to this logic. Lesley have some money. No, when there's a loss of money, that's different. But in general, you would not necessarily say the same thing.
Next says Mat the beginning of Gemara Tedi Yishnu Diktani Sefer. Because what I mean, the Sefer said Al Din Afash is Zul Labala. So obviously, that generally it is forbidden, and it's only because of money that, for the fear of the loss, that we say that oh, after the fact we won't suspect that anything happened. So it's Tesis Tema. It's a wonder. My comma. What's the Gemara saying? Teda, you should know. What do you mean? What's the Raya? Dilma Shana Din Afash. Maybe it's different because it's for capital punishment reasons. They could say Machmas Pachan Nisratzle B'Tavase because of the fear of her life. She was in agreement and she actually said let's be intimate. Avashle Din Afash is Mutez. Maybe if it was not for Din Afash, it would she would be permitted V'Apeicha Delek Eves Mamu even when there's no loss of money. But Hashem said you can say it's Devandishla De Mam Nasura. No, most definitely, if it's not for monetary reasons, she's forbidden. Even not through Nefash, because the Isaac that Mutez, you would think that she permitted. Why not could Rachel have some mammon? Why does Rachel say because of loss of money? Listen, you should just say Shalad in Nefash, the Mutez. If it wasn't for capital punishment, she would be permitted. However, rather, obviously, have some mammon dafka nakin. But specifically, she'd permit it only when there's a loss of money. So why is the Sefer say through Nefashes? The truth is, the truth is, even not for Nefashes, even not for capital punishment, we should be forbidden to Kain. The Bo'ayri, which, as we previously explained, says Tyson, that we're talking about Eish's Kain. We're just coming to let you know that after Yisrael Asur, that even for a Yisrael, she's forbidden to Kain. Because you could say, Machbas Pachan Nesratzle, then that's, they say, even willingly. But the halach of the Eish's Kain is even without Nefashes. But for Eish's Yisrael, that would be even there forbidden if it was Adin Nefashis. The next says, Mat begins to Gemara, Basule Midi. And there's nothing more to talk about. Pirish, in other words, Devandi has a Maman Shani that, yeah, for sure, when there's a loss of money, that's a different halacha. But Yichud Ba'alma, but if she's just secluded, Ema, the Asaf, but the Abed. So then I could say, yeah, even after that, maybe she would be forbidden. Which Tay says, Tayman's a one, because if that's the case, like Nachta Basla Burma Binu, you're not leaving any space for the daughter of Avram bin Yamin, for any Jewish woman, Eish's Kain, that the wife of a Kain, Yeshiva talks about, they could remain living with her husband. Because the Eish is not possible, that she won't be secluded with a non-Jew for a moment, and keep it like it has a moment. Chashin, you said when there's no loss of money, we're concerned, and that's it, she's forbidden to her husband. That's just in general pushing away. Another claimer, in other words, Mochle Techiach. It's just that you can't prove from it. The words of Ravina are true, that after the fact, we don't say that anything necessarily happened, and she is permitted. But either from another point, you can say that even according to the conclusion, you're not going to make her forbidden just be, you know, a little bit secluded with a non-Jew. Specifically, when she's a captive, is different. Because she's given over into his control, like an animal. The hacha way over here, the biyad l'rava, where he has the ability to just sodomize it. That's why we say an animal is forbidden. But when she's not in his control at all, she could scream, and she'll have someone to help her. For sure, the non-Jew is afraid, and she does not become forbidden because she's secluded. And that's the primary. The Yerushalmi rejects, there's no comparison between a woman and an animal. Shani Isha, a woman's different. Shadarkal Tzavech, that the moment that she screams, and even if she's a deaf mute, Darkal Aramit, she'll do some body language. Versus an animal that you don't have those hatayim, and therefore that's why it would be forbidden. Next says Mat the beginning of Gemara. There, it's because the inclination overpowers him. Says Tema, it's a wonder because Lael previously Domar Rab said Avi Kachav Mechazal Behemta. A non-Jew is concerned about his animal, and what do you mean? But Yitzur Takvay. And Rabbi Das Nami is Lahu Shinoyik the Brishes, and Rabbi Das also holds that answer as we had previously said in Div Maschal Ravina. So, but what do you mean? Nami Yitzur Takvay. You should say that his location will overpower him. Mikoshkin the para for sure from a kavuchimah from para the demei yukarim, which it's very expensive, and still you see his typhus will overcome him. Yisum says you say is no. Shani hacha here it's different. Keep it the demei yukarim since the para demei is very expensive. I made this limkali so it's going to be sold to a Jew. But given Jubadi Mechapar, since he knows a Jew is going to be desperate to buy the paraduma and he's going to buy it, he's going to be able to sell it. But Shabu Hulahalim, he thinks I'll just, you know, avoid, they won't, and there is not concern. Kibashitza Takva is like so dying to sodomize this paraduma. He's like, okay, the Jew's going to buy it anyway. But for a regular animal where the Jew won't, therefore he wouldn't do it over there.